Samsung Electronics outside of South Korea, actually. And I've been with them about 2 years, working on various projects. And recently, we've started focusing on the Tizen TV SDK. So today, I'm going to give you an overview of these tools. And if you look in the agenda, you may notice I actually have two sessions. I'd say there's some overlap between these two sessions. It's probably about 50% maybe overlap. So if you go to one, you probably don't have to go to the other. But basically, in the first session here, I'm going to give you an overview of our SDK environment and the tools we provide, you know, our simulator tools, our IDE. Also go over some of the web app structure, what is a Tizen web app, and maybe some best practices for developing TV apps, because TV is very different than mobile or PC, as people soon realize when they start developing these apps. And then my next session will be kind of another overview of some of the other tools. If you saw the CAF demo this morning, maybe they didn't say the word CAF, but you saw it. It was the UI for the TV that showed all the gallery of images and things. I'll talk a little bit about that framework, do a little bit more detail about some of our tools for emulators and just some best practices. Also talk about our platform SDK and what that is, okay? So first I want to give you a little about history of Samsung and TV SDKs. Some of you may know already we have our smart TV platform. So this was our first smart TV, you know, internet-enabled TV platform. And we released an SDK for that in 2010. And we've continued to support it. About every quarter we do a point release. And we did a release just a couple months ago for the 2014 platform. And now we're kind of transitioning to the Tizen way of doing things. And one of the things people ask me is, well, is all my smart TV work going to go out the window? And the answer is no. You can still run your smart TV web apps in the Tizen platform. And one thing I want to kind of mention, like a benefit of the Tizen TV SDK is, you know, our smart TV SDK was, well, somewhat of an afterthought, really, to the platform development. Whereas Tizen, from day one, it was designed to be an open system. You know, it was designed with this idea that someday outside developers are going to be creating apps for it. So we're really hoping that the tools and the resources are much better for Tizen than they've been in the past. And I think that is the case based on what I've seen so far. So I'm optimistic about the future of Tizen. I think it'll have much better tools and things for developers to use. So, you know, we talk about this Tizen TV SDK. What is it? Well, there's really two main parts to it. One is the web SDK you've been hearing about today, and the other is the platform SDK. So the web app SDK, this is, of course, our HTML, JavaScript, CSS-based tool. And this is going to be open for everyone. They announced today that it is available. Actually, it's not available now. It's going to be available in the beginning of July. So you still have to wait about a month or so. But we'll be releasing it. Anyone can download it. You just go onto our website, and maybe you have to register, but it's free. You just download it, and you can run it on any PC you want. I'm going to talk more about these things later in my presentation. So it's open to everyone. Our platform SDK, this is something that I think is going to benefit a lot of people, especially the TV platform developers themselves. There's another session today about platform SDK development. What this is about is tools for people making the Tizen modules themselves, and also tools for people making the native apps. Okay, so this is things, you know, the C++ apps, the modules for the TV software itself. This is the tool they would use. And I'm hoping this is going to be a big improvement for TV developers, because in the past, they lacked this type of thing. Right now, it's only open for partners, so people that have a close relationship with Samsung. Maybe if enough people bother Samsung, hint, hint, they'll try to open it up to more people. So I'm hoping that can be the case in the future. Some of these things are still up in the air. But right now, our platform SDK is for our close partners. So of course, I covered some of the benefits already. The web, we all know the benefits of that. Platform SDK, I'll talk more about the emulator there later. But one of the really cool things is that developers won't need physical hardware to test on. They can use these emulator tools, which make life a lot easier, especially because the TV is such a cumbersome device to test on compared to mobile or web. So this is kind of the main part of my presentation today, these three sections. First of all, what is a Tizen TV web app? You know, what makes it different than a native app? What about development environment? What tools do we give you? And I'm going to briefly go over some of the APIs. So a Tizen TV app, If you've ever been to the smart TV presentation I've given, this should look familiar to you. Titan TV app is based on JavaScript, HTML, CSS, okay? And the idea here is you really want to take advantage of the power of the TV and the power of the internet. So the TV, of course, in my opinion, the killer feature of the TV is the screen size. And of course, integration with your video, cable provider. We call the TV a 10-foot interface because people sit about 10 feet away from it. And this has lots of usability considerations that people are kind of surprised by when they start developing for the TV. I'll talk about that a little bit more later. But basically, the screen size is a huge factor. The remote controlled input device is much different. Whole new set of considerations for the TV. But we're combining, right now, there's no TV in the market that runs on Tizen. So yeah, that's the case.
What's the smart TV?
That's like a custom Linux-based system we had before. So it's not, the current TV on the market isn't running on Tizen. So I should kind of preface this whole presentation, what is my objective here, my scope. Obviously, you can't today make a Tizen application for the TV and sell it on the market tomorrow. That's not the case right now. What I'm hoping is that this gives you kind of an idea of what's coming up down the road and help you think a little bit about if you're making some type of major app, is it possible to have this be on the Tizen TV later? And hopefully you see some things today that make you say, okay, maybe I'll plan my app this way, maybe I'll kind of design it this way. So this is kind of like a really long-term scope thing. I have a schedule at the end I'll give you, so I'll show you some of the when we're going to be releasing the tools. But right now, yeah, there's no Tizen TV in the market, as they said in the presentation this morning. They're coming. Yeah, I can say that much. And as I said, the application, if you know HTML, if you know JavaScript, you're 95% of the way there to being a Tizen developer. Okay, so this is one of the, I think it's a huge benefit. Kind of another other thing, we support hosted web apps too, so you don't have to have all your HTML inside your app on the device. Of course, this makes it easier to upgrade later if you want to, if you don't want to force the user to update the app, which people don't really like, of course. So you can host the app on a server when it's released. So the development environment. If you look at the Tizen SDKs, you kind of notice a similar pattern. Is it a question? Yes, yeah. Yeah, so the question is the difference between hosted and the other app. Basically, the hosted, you can have some of your HTML files on a server, whereas the normal web app, you install it, you download it, and install it on the TV. There's basically a web engine runtime. So when you run your app, you don't see a browser, but around, invisibly in the background, it's running in a web runtime. Yes,
Is it based on WebKit?
Yeah, like WebKit based, yeah. So the SDKs, you'll notice a similar pattern if you look at all the different platforms we have. We usually provide an IDE tool. We provide some type of simulator, emulator. And also usually we have pretty good device debugging tools. So the Tizen platform follows that same pattern. So what is the Tizen web SDK? What do you actually get there? I kind of listed some different levels of the tools. One thing is the installer. Usually I wouldn't mention this, but one reason I do mention it is because in the past our tools have been kind of difficult to upgrade. So now I think the upgrade, our installer process, if there's a new image for the emulator, if there's a new update to the IDE, it's much easier to get the latest releases than it's been in the past. We have code editor, build test debug tools, emulator, and tools for testing with a real TV. So yeah, we support multiple platforms across different PCs. So no matter what platform you like, we support Windows, Linux, Mac. So everything is supported now. Let me talk a little bit about the IDE. I kind of consider this to be the mission control, if you will, of app development. And I would say kind of the three main value-added parts of the IDE. One are the templates. So if you want to get a quick example up and running, you can use one of our template files, and it's nice to kind of base your app on that because it gets you up going without wondering about the basic stuff. Code editor, of course, for your JavaScript and HTML, and the emulator manager. So why would you need an emulator manager? Well, at some point in the future, maybe 5 years from now or 10 years from now, there's probably going to be a bunch of different Tizen versions, different years, right? So we made the emulator manager. You can save the state of an emulator. You can configure its hardware settings. You can load different images. So the idea here is that you can load different kind of TV platform images in your environment to be able to quickly go back and forth between them to help you test different years, to test different platforms. So the idea here is to make it easier for developers. And of course, there are more features too. This is just an overview of our IDE. If you've used Eclipse, you've used our IDE. People sometimes ask me, do I have to use Eclipse? No, you don't. You can use any environment you want. You're just not going to get some of the nice integration with our emulator and things like that. But you can use whatever text editor or whatever web editor you feel comfortable with, as long as you have your Tizen app in the right structure. So obviously, we support the JavaScript functions for code insight, hover features. This is just a shot of the template screen. You can see it still has a mobile placeholder. We also have a WYSIWYG builder for people that are more comfortable using graphical development tools. So graphically, you can drag and drop your UI elements, do preview mode. You can obviously add events to your components. So debugging, of course, very important. And since we're WebKit based, we do support WebInspector. So it's a very easy tool to use. Code Insight for JavaScript, HTML, profiling for your network connections to see how long your images take to download, all sorts of things. Page weight. So we support this out of the box. So I keep saying this thing, emulator, simulator, over and over again. And one of the reasons I do is because, as I mentioned earlier, the TV is really, this morning the word that came up a lot was friction, right? And the TV, there's a high amount of friction when you're trying to make a TV app. And the biggest thing is actually getting the hardware. And we found this is a significant stumbling block, even within our own company, to get developers new TVs to test on and new platforms. So we really focused a lot on trying to get a good, solid emulator so people don't need to buy a new TV. They don't need to, get some hardware board at their desk. When you test a web app, when you test a mobile app, we all have mobile devices we can test on. We all have browsers we can test on. How many of us have a smart TV we can test on? Not a lot yet, So we have two different emulators. One is a full-stack device emulator. So as you can imagine, this one's pretty heavy-duty to run. It literally runs the same code that runs in our TV. We can run it on a PC. It's compiled for that environment. If anyone's used Qemu, Q-E-M-U, the virtualization tool, that's what we're based on here. So this is exactly like running a real TV on your desktop environment. The problem, of course, is that it's pretty heavyweight. So it takes a lot of RAM. Sometimes on a laptop, it might not run. So we kind of have a backup approach, which is our browser-based web simulator. So this is a very lightweight tool, runs in a browser, and you can run a web app in it. So first, of course, the first thing I talked about was our device emulator. This is when you really need to see how is this going to run on a TV. Like, it's really important, Maybe you're testing a native module or something along that nature. And we support all platforms. And this would be where the emulator manager comes into handy. So you have different platforms you're testing. You're a TV developer, and you want to test, you have a build from last month's TV, and then you have a build from this week's TV, and you want to compare the two. You can save the two different emulator versions easily in your environment and toggle between them. Web simulator, well, instead of talking, I'll show you a demo. So this is our lightweight web simulator. And I apologize for the resolution. It's a little low here, but so it's going to look a little funny. But so yes, so this is just an example running a WebGL code here. So I really have to zoom it out because you can see there's actually a remote control there. So unfortunately, the projected resolution is low, so I have to make the TV screen small. But this is just basically a lightweight tool for quickly getting a test you want to quickly test your tool to see, okay, is the GUI looking right? What's the flow? Is it displaying correctly? Let me run another example. And these are 3JS tests, if anyone's. All right, so kind of another example you may have seen. Can I make it bigger? Well, yeah. So it's a little hard to like get the full screen here. But you can see, you know, if you ever played Minecraft, this is basically a WebGL, quick version of Minecraft there. So this tool, if you're doing a web app, you saw it booted up maybe, I don't know, 5 seconds or so. Very quick compared to like a full stack emulator. And developers find it very useful to get these things going that quickly. Again, it's lightweight. I don't know how big the install is. Maybe it's 30 megabytes or something. It's not that big. It doesn't take that long to boot up. And it's very convenient for quick testing. So that this is when you would use that. So just kind of summarize what I just said. You know, the different ways you could test your app. You really need to see exactly how does it run on the real TV. You could use a full device emulator. Downside is performance. You know, it's a little slow to boot up. Might not run that well. You can use our browser-based emulator. So fast performance, test web apps. Only downside, it doesn't actually have the full stack for the TV, so you might miss some advanced features. And well, of course, when the TV is released, you can test on a real TV and use some of the device debugging tools.
Big question.
Yes, yeah.
So how does the browser-based emulator, like if you're saying it's based on WebKit,
yeah.
Does that mean I can just open a Safari and, I can literally just test it on Safari, right?
Yeah, you can. Yeah.
Different like rendering engine, they support different CSS3 properties.
Right, right.
Different JavaScript engines support different JavaScript.
Yeah. Yes, yeah.
How do you test, because there is a website, can I use, which gives me which
right.
property you can use with browser?
Right, yeah. Yeah, I mean, we would release a spec for that, but like I said, the web simulator is kind of our reference implementation. The main thing, so if you're writing a Tizen web app, you're asking, you know, can I test in Safari and all this kind of stuff. The only thing I'll talk about later is we have a device API. So these are our unique JavaScript functions for example, simulating the remote control and things like that. You wouldn't have that in the other browsers. But, yeah. Oh, I see. Well, the web simulator is something we give you, so you know like the specs on that thing. It's not using some other browser on your PC. You see what I'm saying? Oh, so you're saying...
So like I have to test everything and see what's
Oh, no, we'll release like the version of WebKit we're using or something like that. We'll say yeah. This is our version. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that'll be out there, yes. Yes?
And do you support Pinnacle?
Yeah, not yet, but I think the plan is to add that in. So it's not going to be the... Pinnacle is a Google technology that allows native applications to run in a web browser. And our old smart TV does support it. No, it runs in a web browser. So you can write native C and C++ applications and run them in a web browser. It's a plug-in. And Google developed it, and Samsung liked it, and we added it to our TV platform. It's not supported yet in Tizen, but I think it will be. Yeah. Right, yeah.
Mm. Can I just get all of that?
Yeah. We don't currently support a plugin. We don't distribute it as a plugin, but maybe, you know, you can still use your current environment as long as you follow the structure of our app and all that. It should still work. Yeah. But that's a good idea. Maybe we can look into releasing it as a plugin. I saw this hand first. Yes.
Is there any kind of casting strategy going along with this that we can tap into for
we do have a multi-screen SDK that we've released for our smart TV. It's going to be put into Tizen as well. So like a multi-screen app for, you know, having your cell phone or something, join a, you know, shared screen app between phone, TV, that will be released, yes, yeah. The beta of the SDK is released next month. I don't think it'll be in that one, but perhaps the 1.0 release will be in November. So that's the main release, the November release. Next month we'll post our preview release. Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Is there any kind of support for native code?
Not yet. Currently our platform SDK supports native apps, but at the moment we're, as an independent developer, it's not really possible to do the native app development. But like I said earlier, if enough people voice the desire for that, maybe that can be something that will be added. So right now it's mostly focusing on web app, but native app is only for partners at the moment. So if your company has a partner relationship with Samsung and you have a content provider, a content manager connection, POC with Samsung, you can try to talk to them and get the native SDK. Right now it's not going to be available for everyone, but maybe that will change. So usually I just talk about a little bit about the difference between emulator and real TV. Obviously they're not exactly the same, even the full stack one. Performance is going to be different between the two devices. So, when you test a mobile app or something, you always have to really test on the real device because there can be subtle differences. So TV still has less memory than your PC. Screen size might be a little different. User input is a lot different too. You saw me use the mouse here just because it's quick and easy to do, but a lot of people don't really use the mouse with their TV. So make sure those input methods are really nice and simple on the TV. And actually that brings me to my next slide here. The TV is a really different experience. We call it a lean back experience, right? Because you just, people, they turn the channel, they sit back and they relax. And they don't really want to interact anymore. As opposed to a computer or a phone where you're constantly scrolling, you're constantly clicking and typing and things like that. So this is really, it's a different mindset. So when you design your apps for a TV, you really need to focus on simplicity. Screen size is a huge one. You may think, oh, the screen is so big, that's great. It's nice, but actually, sometimes when you put text there and you actually sit at a TV distance, it's really hard to read. So you want to really make sure your UI is optimized for the TV. And that's something, our emulator, well, I guess you can zoom out and simulate it or sit 5 feet away from your computer. But this is something you should really check out on the TV to make sure your user experience is good. And of course, user input is another one. Our PCs, our phones have mice, touch screens, keyboards. On the TV, we do have some advanced input. We support, using a phone. We support, mouse and keyboard, but not a lot of people use that with a TV, right? You always have to provide this fallback method to that kind of lowest common denominator remote control and make sure that things work with that. So something to keep in mind. And that's kind of a stumbling block some people have. So some more developer resources. If you go to developer.tizen.org, that's kind of our placeholder there. And I believe our SDK will be distributed on that site in a month. So I want to talk a little bit about the Tizen Web API, just kind of a high-level overview. I think one of the later presentations has some more details. But basically, we try to combine the best of web standards with the with the device API, the functions that make the TV unique. Okay, and also we support the miscellaneous things like WebGL, JSON, all those. So of course, HTML5, you get your semantic structure combined with APIs. And one of the main thing we support now is the video and the audio tags in your applications. So kind of the pillars of the Tizen web framework, you have the red web runtime, which is the environment that your app runs in. Earlier someone said, do these apps run in a web browser? No, you see them as like a full screen app. The user doesn't open a web browser, then open your app. The user just launches your app directly and it shows, transparently to them, it just launches as a full screen application. But, behind the scenes, obviously there's a web engine there. Device APIs are things like unique device features like remote control, proprietary APIs, those types of things. And a UI framework for creating widgets and TV GUI elements. So you may say, why do we make a device API? Well, like I just said, web standards are nice. You should definitely support them and follow them. But sometimes you need a little bit extra to get you the device features. So that's the purpose of the device API. Enhance the user interface, provide those features that the W3C doesn't support for TV devices yet, and really help developers fully leverage the platform's potential. But you can still use standard HTML and JavaScript. You don't have to go crazy making your app, you know, just use device APIs and proprietary standards. Sometimes people have this complaint, like, I don't want to use this one company's thing. I want to have it general because I'm going to use other systems. You know, it's up to you how much you want to do that. So just to kind of wrap it up here, this is our roadmap for the near future. So the beta release of our web SDK will be in July 1st. So that's 1 month from now. Not today, like was announced this morning. And in November, we're shooting for the 1.0 official release for the Tizen-based TV web SDK. So again, this is going to be available to all developers. You can download it and use it for free, of course. And this is kind of just a high-level summary. One thing I'd like to do, I can take some questions, but also after the session, I have a survey here. And one thing we try to do, we're trying to get more feedback from developers, like what they want in the tools, what features they think are important, what features they think are not important. So if you could just, I'll stand by the door after when everyone's leaving, but if you could just take one of these surveys, fill it out, and later on in the day, just leave it here. It would really help a lot, because we're trying to really determine with our limited resources what to focus on with the SDK. And there is one question here that says, you know, would you like to, you know, what's the most important thing for you? What type of features would you like in the API? If you feel like something like you want to be work with the native SDK, you can mention that too, okay? So I'll pass this out a little bit later. So with the remaining few minutes, I'd just like to ask if there's any questions or so. Yes, in the back.
Yeah, this may be a feature request, I'm not sure.
Okay.
TV lends itself to
time-based media.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I'm not familiar with, you mean time like alerts and things like that, or? Oh, I see, okay. At the moment, I don't know much about that, yeah, no. But that would be something to mention, yeah, on the survey. Yes, another question here? The WebGL, yeah.
And you mentioned, like, you have your own APIs.
Mm-hmm.
I'm curious, like, for browser, basically, like, if you're writing in JavaScript, basically code, and you're targeting, like, you mentioned, like, clicks, you would use, like, onClick or something.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
And for, like, mobile browsers, you would use onTouch.
Right. Yeah, it's like there's an event handler, and you implement the event handler, and it's basically like a switch statement. You say, okay, they hit the right arrow key, so do this thing. They hit the left arrow key, do that thing. And you know, you can implement it however you want, but there's a part of the device API is an event handler for the remote control. So when your app starts, you register the event handler, and then yeah. So yeah, I mean that's a unique input method for our platform, so you could use that. Yeah.
Did you talk about Samson or did you talk about Tizen? And what is the difference between them two? And like if I'm using this SDK and everything,
right.
Am I writing Samson app or am I writing Tizen app?
Right. At the moment, this is Tizen. Yeah. So this is not really, I think this is going to be mostly what I said today, just generic Tizen TV stuff. But yeah, but kind of driven by Samsung. Yeah.
Yeah.
For Tizen TV, I don't know of any yet. Yeah. Any other questions? Yes.
Support for things like Cordova and compiling to a desktop web app. You guys have
Right. One thing we're working on now is that he mentioned, his question was, you know, Cordova support, and some of you may know that if you're in the mobile world. So these kind of, you write a web app and then it publishes it to multiple platforms is the theory behind that, right? So we're actually working on a profile for Cordova for the Tizen TV. So hopefully we're going to add that support to the Cordova for the Tizen TV soon. a team is actually working on that now. So when you convert, when you create a Cordova app, one of the web app outputs can be the Tizen TV support. Oh, I see. Okay. Ah, I see. Okay. Right, I see, okay. Yeah, there isn't a plan for that yet. I mean, I guess that's kind of upstream from us. We're more concerned, like, okay, can the can Cordova output just a valid TV app that can run on the TV? I haven't thought about making, you know, a desktop application to run a Tizen TV app yet. So, yeah. Yes, yeah.
You briefly mentioned about the native apps and native
apps. Yes, yeah, yeah. I'll talk a little bit about the platform SDK, but the key thing, so the platform SDK, again, that's for developing the Tizen TV OS itself and also the native modules. So at the, like C basically, C. Native, well, I mean, it gives you, you know, with a C application, usually what people desire is more access to the OS, more system calls, you know, performance, things of that nature. So a lot of developers, you know, for these fast-paced mobile games, they usually try to do it in native code or something like that. Sometimes in the past we've had performance issues with the web stuff, although now it's getting a heck of a lot better. But kind of people have this idea that, you know, native is the way you go for high performance apps. So there's this desire for it. And it's there in the web in the platform SDK. And it might be added later with Pinnacle, the native client Google technology. But at the moment it's not there yet. Like I said, if enough people voice their concerns, maybe we can open it up to more people. Yeah, it's just part of the platform SDK. Yes, yeah, yeah. Yes, yeah.
What about, are you gonna support for smart TV like Android apps?
There's other people around here hinting at that type of thing. Yeah. So the supporting Android apps on smart TV, on Tizen TV, there's some people around here that are doing stuff like that. If you go into the demo room, I think there's one of the companies there showing some stuff about that. Yeah. One more? Yes, yeah? Yes, yeah. Right, yeah. Like I said, some content providers or some partners may have access to the actual boards and stuff now, although it's pretty rare. So his question is, how can I be sure my app is going to actually work? My answer is, if you stick to web standards and don't go, you know, you should be in fairly good shape. I would have good amount of confidence, you know. Yes. Okay, well, maybe we can chat a little more afterwards. I'll be around if you see me. Feel free to grab me, ask any questions or so. Again, my name is Trent, and I'm just going to go to the back of the room. I'd like, again, if you have comments or things you would like to see with the Tizen TV SDK, I'll actually leave this on the back, one of the chairs. Please fill this out. You can just leave it here for later. Okay? Thank you.